school.
Hello, we are students of Charles Bradson's school, and we are speaking about the film Eat, Sleep and Die. Some of us found it a bit boring, as it is repetitive and monotonous. Some others found the topic interesting because it's important to show its living and working conditions. It feels oppressive, but it's done on purpose, as it shows how boring her life is, as is said in the title. At the factory, they look like robots, and they do the same things over and over again. They stay locked in the factory.
I found the relationship between the father and his daughter a bit unhealthy. They were really close.
For example, when he takes a shower or a bath and she stays with him,
they live a bit as if she was his mother babysitting him.
Rasha is fired, so she looks for a new job, but she doesn't have any degree, so she has to leave the city.
But she doesn't want to leave her father because she takes care of him and feels bad for him.
He should be the father who takes care of his daughter, because the father is older than the girl.
Some of us found Rasha dull with no opinion. She doesn't have time to discover life except for the life of the factory and with her father.
And she does the same thing over and over again. Some of us found her very strong, or thought her living conditions are hard. She's very courageous. Some of us found her very strong, or thought her living conditions are hard. She's very courageous.
And a hard worker, not dull at all.
When the father has racist reaction, it's strange because we don't see him like that, but I think is because the work is too hard and people don't have work, so they think is the fault of a foreigner if they don't have job. This scene is very interesting, and Rasha, his father, her father, and other actors are feels natural. So it's a film you have.
Fred at School, building new audiences for European cinema.